knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys.
Who is it, Bill?
He's Dean, 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 Dean.
That song sounds different this week.
How come, Dean?
I don't know. It sounds clearer.
Yeah. We remastered it in quadraphonic sound.
Are we on FM now?
Yes.
Yes, we
switched over to the FM. Does it sound better?
It does.
Yeah.
No static at all.
Static free.
Okay. Steely Dan reference.
Oh, that was beautiful.
FM.
Dean, Wendy and I discussed this a little bit yesterday during our bonus hour, but I want to bring you into it. There's a thief running around England who's a dead ringer for Ross Geller, a.k.a. Schwimmer. You saw his picture, right?
He is. He looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
And surveillance video snapped a picture of this guy, and everybody said, it's Ross from Friends. And then today, David Schwimmer released a little video that he tweeted out, set it up in a grocery store, so it looked like he was also shoplifting from the store.
Yeah, he was stealing beer.
Yeah, and you see him walk right by the camera, exactly emulating the picture that came out yesterday, and tweeted, hashtag, it's not me.
That's a great sense of humor. Yeah.
Very funny.
He's a good guy, that David Schwimmer.
Have you been watching him in Will and Grace? He plays a running character on Will and Grace. He's really good.
I saw one of them, yeah. I've always enjoyed him, and I've always been a big fan of Will and Grace.
Yeah, yeah. Usually we get movie reviews from you, and we love that, but now we're adding Broadway musicals to the mix, huh?
That's because we are multifaceted entertainment.
Yes.
Machine.
Yes.
Here. It's a pretty big night in the theater district last night with one of the most classic musicals of all time on a nationwide tour with one of the most legendary names in Broadway starring in the production. And it's Hello, Dolly, and it's Betty Buckley, who we know not only from 1776, for which she won a Tony Award, not only as Grisabella, the original Grisabella in Cats, lots of different Broadway productions. But here's where I play my Bill Left card.
Go ahead.
The mom on Eight is Enough.
Yes. The second
and
mom.
Second mom.
She is an evil woman in Preacher. She is amazing.
Yeah, she told me, I interviewed her yesterday, and she told me that that's what she likes best. She likes roles like that the best.
Oh.
Creepy, dark.
She's wicked.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's super nice. Super, super
is
nice.
She?
You'll get a little taste of it because I'm going to be filling in for John Williams tomorrow because apparently nobody's showing up for their shows tomorrow, as I understand.
Oh, really?
Well, Bill won't be here. I'll be here,
Dean. Oh, you'll be there.
Yeah.
Wendy's
okay.
coming in.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'll be filling in for John Williams, and among the things we're doing tomorrow is playing back my Betty Buckley interview, which I think you'll find interesting. Also tomorrow, you know the Elton Jim Toronto.
Of course.
Yes.
You've had him. He's co-hosted with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, he's following Elton John around. Elton John, who's in town.
That's called stalking.
He is really a stalker. I'd be super scared if I was Elton John. But at Madison Square Garden, there's a recording of this. Elton John says, I want to thank somebody who's been such a loyal fan, Jim from Chicago.
Wow.
And I want to dedicate whatever song it was that he played next. I want to dedicate it to Jim for being such a loyal fan.
Probably Tiny Dancer, because Jim is a Tiny Dancer.
Yes. A lot of people don't know. That's
and
what he
didn't
does
have,
in his spare time.
He didn't have a heart attack when that, because that would have just set me over. You could die right that moment. Elton John mentioned you.
He's going to be on tomorrow to talk about the Elton John show that's in town, two shows this weekend. But also to talk about how he can now die.
Yeah, I mean, how great is that?
I may kill him. Maybe I'll kill him.
Maybe.
That'll be great radio.
He's
I'll be listening.
Yeah, I've never killed anybody on a show before.
Not yet.
Is Hello, Dolly spectacular?
Hello, Dolly is spectacular.
Yeah?
It's like a nice, big, old-fashioned musical, classic story. Bette Midler brought the show back in a revival last year.
The original, of course, Dean, was Channing Tatum.
It was not. It was me, Billy.
It was his grandmother, Carol Channing
Carol
Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Right. Right.
I just want to see how I like being in Magic Mike.
Well, hello, Magic Mike.
I always think about the person who just turned the station on right there.
Anybody under 80 years old will explain what that voice is later. No, but Betty Buckley is just a master on stage. This whole cast is good. It's a great show. It's a fun show. It's mm-hmm. so well produced, and it'll be at the Oriental Theater until November 17th. I'm highly recommending.
Beautiful.
It's a classic piece of American theater.
Sure, everyone of course. Should see. Yep. All right, we've got Dean Richards with us. We'll talk about what movies are coming out this weekend next. Stick around for that.
We are talking to Dean Richards, fresh back from Edinburgh, where he was doing some archery. I liked watching that, Dean.
Archery and falconry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Falconry, where it wasn't really a falcon. I was hoping that it was. It was a buzzard, which actually creeped me out a little bit. But they have these trained birds that are, you know, like at one end of a court, and then they put a little bait in your hand, which is gross. I won't even describe what it is because it's disgusting. You're wearing like a leather glove, but you put this bait in your hand, and then they do like a little clicker, and the buzzard comes flying at you like it's going to eat your eyeballs out. And I have like a little bit of a bird phobia.
Yeah, but and they're big, man.
They're big. They are big, and they're when they land on your arm, they're heavy. So the first, nobody will ever see this footage, but we did it like three times where I'm like practically screaming when the bird lands on me. It's like, well, I can't put that on TV. So we did it like five times before I acted like a normal human being having a buzzard land on his arm.
Well, it's tough to be normal when that happens.
It's horrible.
And
horrible.
Then I ate haggis.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for the several days I ate haggis. You know what? It's very tasty.
Is it really?
Is that the bait they used for the buzzard?
The bait, haggis is more disgusting than the bait they used for the buzzard.
Speaking of Scotland.
But it's good, though.
Gerard Butler has a movie coming out.
Oh, that's a good transition.
He's Scottish. Did you know that? You know that.
That should go in the talk show host
Transition Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Yep. You're already in it, Bill.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
A new movie that's called Hunter Killer, in which he plays a submarine captain. We haven't had a good submarine thriller in a while.
Nope.
But we enjoy them. We like the drama that they provide. And this one does. It's a submarine that goes on a mission. Of course, things go wrong. It becomes involved in uncovering a coup to overthrow the president of Russia.
Mm.
Timeliness also with this. And, of course, you know, action ensues with this. It's pretty exciting. It's well photographed. Storyline gets off into some kind of improbable things, but I, you know, with movies like this, sometimes you have to let go of
give in a little bit.
I actually wound up kind of enjoying the movie. So I gave it a Dean's List B.
Dean's List B for Hunter Killer. Melissa McCarthy in a serious role.
Yeah.
Can You Forgive Me?
Yeah. This is, everyone's been talking about this, that she could get nominated for an Oscar. I guess she could get nominated for an Oscar, but I think her performance is better than this movie as a whole. Are either of you familiar with the writer named Lee Israel?
I've not read her work, but I've heard of her.
You've heard of her.
Yeah.
I had neither heard of her,
I don't think,
nor read her books. But she's a real person. Was sort of a two-bit writer, most famous for her ability to forge other authors' names. So she would pen these, what looked to be personal letters from very famous authors, take them to collector shops and sell them to make money. She was a rather despicable person, not a very nice person. Life didn't treat her well, and she treated nobody very well. Very different for anything we've seen Melissa McCarthy in before. She's great in the movie. Maybe we're just so used to seeing her do comedy.
Sure.
See her spread her wings like this a little bit is refreshing, but I think she's really as good. The story lags; it's a little bit slow paced. I don't think that she may get nominated. I don't think the movie will.
And her character has wings, Dean?
It flies. That's how they caught the attention of law enforcement. She just pulls off one of these counterfeit scams and then steps out of the store and flies away.
That's crazy.
That's going to draw attention.
I want to see that movie.
Yeah, that's going to draw attention a person. I gave that one a Dean's List C+.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, my favorite movie of the... I'll tell you my favorite and least favorite movies of the week.
Start with favorite.
Is a movie called What They Had. I don't know why I'm so drawn to like really sad and depressing movies.
Yeah.
But this one is. If anyone has ever dealt with Alzheimer's in any way and the slow deterioration of a loved one, you're really going to appreciate this movie because it really is rather beautiful and rather sensitive and rather powerful. Blythe Danner plays the wife and mom of this Chicago family. This whole movie was shot in Chicago. And it's you see Chicago in a way on screen that really you haven't seen before. It's really a very blue-collar kind of Chicago look to this movie. But it's this family, and the wife and mom has Alzheimer's that is quickly progressing. And the basic storyline of this is how her husband, who's played by character actor Robert Forster, and her kids, Hilary Swank and Michael Shannon, how they all deal with this. And they all deal with it in a variety of ways, with anger and denial. Some more forthright than others, but it's such an accurate depiction of how cruel this disease is. When you see the progression of the disease by the mom and how it's affecting her husband of 50 years and her grown children, it tears your heart out. It's sweet and lovely at the same time because it's also a movie about unconditional love. I was tearing up like crazy during this movie, but also kind of left a nice feeling in my heart as well. I gave it a B+. It's called
What
They Had.
That all sounds right. good.
Got to see it.
Right. And as good as this movie is, uh-oh, is how stupid Johnny English Strikes Again is.
Rowan Atkinson, right?
I feel so bad giving him a bad review.
Oh, I love him.
Because I love him, and yeah, I loved Mr. Bean.
I'm a beanhead.
I am a beanhead, too.
Love him.
I am a beanhead, too. But this movie is just so lowest common denominator silly. If you've got an 8 to 10 year old little boy in your house, they're going to find this movie hilarious because it's so obvious and corny and just, you know, silly like that. Which, you know, sometimes movies like that can have some redeeming value.
Oh yeah,
this one just doesn't. He's this super spy who retires. They call him back out of retirement. Because all the other spies and MI6 are missing, so they are forced to call him back out of retirement. And, of course, he bumbles and stumbles his way through the case that he has to deal with here. I wish he had never come out of retirement. I wish the character would go into retirement permanently on this. I gave it a Dean's List D. I'm very sad to say.
That's too bad. Rowan Atkinson's so funny. You
know, this franchise has run out of gas.
Sure. So the movie to see, of all the ones you mentioned, definitely What They Had.
If you wanna really be sad and depressed,
that's the one to go for. Well, that's perky. Thanks, Dean.
Go see that. Go see that. And then right after that, go see Hello, Dolly. It'll pick you up.
So 1-2 punch.
Quite a bit.
Dean, thanks so much. We're looking forward to hearing you tomorrow as you fill in for John Williams.
See you tomorrow. What time is John on, by the way? I should have asked them that.
Starts at 7 a.m.
1 to 3.
7 a.m. I'll be there.
7 a.m. to 3 p.m. All right. Thanks, Dean.
It's a long show.
It is a long show.
Thank you, Dean. Wow.
That's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We are going to the stream.
Yes, we are going to the stream. I want to wish my husband, Jimmy Mack, a happy anniversary today.
Oh, happy
21
to
years
of
wedded bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stumbled on the bliss for some reason.
Because there's bliss and there's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's part of me. I will tell you this, you know, it takes work to have a marriage. You've been together a very long time with Terry.
Yes.
We're 21 years, so we're getting there. And it didn't mean anything until we hit double digits. I felt like,
then
you know,
realize
married
it's real.
7 years, 8 years, 9 years. But when you hit 10,
yeah,
it's like, wow, we're going to do this. And then 20.
Well, happy anniversary to both of you.
Thank you.
That's exciting. And we'll see you at the Sizzler.
How'd you know we were going there?
It's your anniversary.
Well, thank you for making reservations for us.
It's all right. All right, we'll
coming up, yeah, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow. It's all happening from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here at WGN Radio.